This time every Tuesday, every Friday afternoon, we answer your questions about the coronavirus presented by covidclinic.org. You can submit those questions to us, coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us again, Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hirt, good afternoon. Health officials say they worry that people may gather to watch the Dodgers or to celebrate a World Series victory, and that could lead to a new spike in infections. How concerned are you about that happening?
Well, I'm very concerned. We have seen this same problem before. When people break out of their bubble and share with others, we see coronavirus cases spike. So I'm not sure how people are going to watch a Dodger game together if you are in a different bubble, meaning two households, three households, bunch of friends getting together. There's definitely risk. Unless each of you is sitting on your own air scrubber in a living room, it really presents a problem to try and keep this virus from infecting yourself. And remember, if you go back to a bubble where you have somebody who's overweight, older, or has other medical problems, you could potentially spread it to them, and that's the real risk. Not that you, a young, healthy person, get it, but that someone you love who's older or has health issues could get this.
So the county's saying if you got to mix households, you know, go outside, wear a mask, maybe drag the TV out in the backyard or something. But I was talking to somebody the other day who went out to watch one of the other games and said, you know, I felt okay at the restaurant. They had TVs out there. It was the patio. But as soon as somebody got across the bases, everyone cheered and they yelled, and that's, you know, we forget.
Yeah.
It's nice. That was the old world. But he goes, I had anxiety at the first cheer because everyone was breathing together. We are outside, but what do we know about shouting loudly?
We know shouting, singing, unfortunately, these are activities that will significantly, up to 1,000-fold, increase the amount of virus. I'm sure if you have allergies or is it COVID that you're sick, or you're one of those patients who's sort of recovering, or unsure if you have allergies or is it COVID because you're young and otherwise healthy, you could spread a tremendous amount of virus. And remember that masks reduce that a little bit, but not sufficiently. And when everyone's just seeing that in other parts of this country, we're celebrating together, you can have a significant spread. And we're seeing that in other parts of this country. We're seeing that across Europe. When we've put the restrictions aside and allowed people to have these kind of activities unfettered, we've had significant increases in coronavirus and subsequently, you know, hospitalizations and for some people, death.
Now, LA County is reporting nearly 1,600 new infections, and officials say they've noticed many people are not following safety protocols at restaurants. Are we, again, getting too complacent out there?
Yeah, you know, we really are seeing COVID fatigue. People are sick and tired of being cooped up. But I got to tell you, this is going on for at least another 6 to 9 months. I do not see a significant change in our behavior recommendations for that length of time. We talk on this program about the improvement in therapeutics. That's coming. We talk about the vaccine, that's coming, but it's going to take time to get those to everybody. And until we do so, we have to follow these protocols. They work, and as soon as they get loosened up, you see spikes. You see Europe, which had it together, completely falling apart in Spain and certain parts of Italy. Parts of our country, states are doing worse. California is actually doing better. We have a lower per death per million population than most other states, including Mississippi, Missouri, smaller states that you wouldn't even think would be, you know, worse off than California. So when we do what we know is right, and we've been instructed, this virus is containable, it's preventable, and soon it'll be treatable. But until then, you have to follow the directions.
There is this new immunity study out of London that's getting a lot of press today, and they're saying, you know, it might not be long-lived. It's maybe 2, maybe 3 months. We had another expert on in-depth today saying, you know, he did his own University of Arizona. They found maybe 5 to 7, and maybe your body remembers after that. I guess that would be the hope. I guess jury is still out on total immunity, and it is, as we remember, a coronavirus. We're not used to finding immunity in vaccines for a coronavirus, a cold. This is a particularly bad one, but it's in the same family.
You're exactly right. It is exactly in the same family as the other four common cold coronaviruses that we've been dealing with in this country for a long period of time, causing a common cold that really doesn't injure people. It's a nasty infection. I've treated God knows how many people with it. But COVID-19 remains a mystery. Every time we think we understand it, it slips. It mutates. It is very hard to pin down. Studies do show that these antibodies, these IgG protective antibodies, can go on for about 4 months. That's how long the studies go. We don't know if they go on longer. More importantly, to your point, is that we don't know if they protect you from the mutations. The flu virus mutates every year. Therefore, you need a new flu vaccine every year. We are seeing COVID mutate at a significant rate because of the hundreds of millions of people who've been infected. It's had all of those chances to mutate, and it has. It's become more infective, perhaps less virulent, less dangerous. But that also means that if you get strain one, you may not be protected from strain two. If you have protection from a U.S. strain and fly to Spain, we've seen people get the Spanish version and succumb to that infection, not die, but they have become sick and therefore can spread it to others. So until we know more, and it's going to be months until we do, you have to assume that just because you've had it, you're not completely protected, but you're definitely going to do better than someone who has not had COVID. We've seen the majority of patients who get this again, and it's rare, do better than the patients who have never had exposure to it.
Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Doc, thanks.
Thank you.